Mike Rowe here with a radical idea. If you want to see more companies make more things in this country, buy more things from more companies who make things in this country. I refer in this case to the incredible t-shirts, sweatshirts, blue jeans, and more made by my friends at American Giant. Everything American Giant makes is made in the United States. And right now, you can take 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com/Mike. That's American-Giant.com/Mike.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, Thursday afternoon, which means it's time for lulls. We have breaking news in the DFS streets. MMA has gotten rid of their late swap. We are back to the OG format. We'll discuss that. DraftKings with some interesting new rewards for their high rollers. Maybe we'll build another lineup for the conference championship weekend. Maybe we'll look to the stars. Who knows how we will land on the best plays, but we will find a way to win. Let's do it.
He thinks this is a go. Vegas Dave thinks this is a go.
Hot naked girls doing yoga.
What?
Why don't you just win like a man?
Random.org. Type in one for yes, two for no, and let the DFS gods pick for you.
And I'm absolutely begging you not to dupe us. Please don't dupe us.
All right, Brian, everyone wants to know, they saw the thumbnail, they saw the DraftKings dirt bike on there. Did you get it? Did you get the dirt bike?
I didn't.
What? So explain this to me, because I saw the Neil tweet. Is this some new rewards thing? I feel like DraftKings revamps this once a week. I can't keep up.
Yeah, that was news to me. They sent out some sort of promotion for people who play a lot. And they're letting you pick between a bunch of different things.
And what is the, so let's see here, the Onyx here. Let me show you the bike. Here's the bike. This is the new Onyx reward. The Elite reward says to thank you for being among the most loyal, valuable players at DraftKings Dynasty Rewards. Excited to announce the Elite reward available now. Exclusive gifts, trips, and experiences await. So here's how to claim yours. How many credits did you have, Brian?
I got 3.
Wow. You are in the ultra level.
Wow.
Okay. My credit's available. No user found. I mean, I'm down so bad right now. Holy cow. Brian, like, some of the bit equity of this is pretty incredible. Luxury wide selection from wide library, Gary Vaynerchuk.
Gary V. Those clubs, the club fittings are enticing. Set of clubs fitted. That's pretty sweet.
That is pretty good. Experience Hamilton on Broadway.
BMW driving school. Not something I'd be interested in.
But I think you and RBX should go experience Hamilton on Broadway together. It will send a video crew. You two, night out on the town, seeing some theater. So then you have the premier prizes here, 2 credits, premier Apple set, Pebble Beach Dream Vacation. You like to golf, Brian. That could be nice.
It's true. I could lose, you know, 20, 30 to balls on that course, probably.
Scotland. That sounds fun. Dude, yeah. This actually looks sweet. 6-day, 5-night accommodations, 1 round of golf at all 4 of these different courses, airfare credit, rental car. Italian truffle hunting getaway. I want to know the DK Shark. Is this like a Utica thing? Is he like an Italian truffle hunting giveaway kind of guy?
Yeah, who's picking that one? It sounds like a truffle company outsourcing their labor to dumb Americans.
It's like the Nathan For You thing where he did the moving company convinced people that it was the new hot workout craze and got people to move their moving boxes under the guise of getting a workout. It's brilliant. Look at this. Beat your jet lag with a 1-night stay at the 5-star La Posta Vecchia, where you will enjoy fine dining and a one-hour massage at their award-winning spa. This sounds right up your alley, Brian.
I wouldn't mind a massage, not going to lie. Pete, what are you digging so far?
Well, Brian, you told me you have 3 credits, and I'm sitting here. The amount of content we could get with you riding around on a Kawasaki dirt bike that has DraftKings logo on it, Brian, it's almost too perfect.
The KX250?
What is that retail at?
Let's Google it. KX250. It is $14.95. That can't be right, Pete.
Are you looking at a miniature version?
It looks like it. Yeah, maybe that's the bit. Like, my parents on my 16th birthday bought me a car. It was just like a little toy car.
I mean, I will say, like, you're telling me, and I'm going to show my ass on not being a Scotch guy. If there's some big Scotch guys in the chat, I apologize to my ignorance. You're telling me that 40-year-old Dalmore Scotch costs more than a 6-day trip to golf at St. Andrews? Is this just like
that God's Scotch? Syrup? I think it's like 10 grand or 12 grand. The Kawasaki bite looks like 8,500 ish.
Okay. How much of their rake are they giving back to you here? Like, how much do you deserve? How many of these prizes do you deserve for how much you've played on the site?
Oh, all of them probably. probably more than that. It's also going to be a tax write-off for them. I'm picturing it like all their executives use all this shit. You're like, I guess we could give our extras to the high rollers and then write that shit off, right? Like, we're not going to use 10 trips to St. Andrews. But it's going to be taxable. They're going to put it in your 1099 at the end of the year.
And then does that become an interesting question of like what the value of these are at, like knowing the exact value if you're going to get taxed at that?
Yeah, that's a good question. I wonder how they're going to write it into your 1099.
So
they might write it as 20 grand, even though it's, you know, 10.
It's brutal. It's brutal. I did see Neil said
still he got free money.
Got this deluxe Apple set. I mean, what are you actually thinking here? I mean, do you have a short list?
Travis is saying in chat that it's not on our taxes. Yeah, who told you that? Did Dan tell you that?
My host is telling me different things. And by different things, I mean nothing at all.
Because yeah, we're getting a lot of mixed signals on MMA, what's going to happen with the MMA, and who knows. Okay, well, if it's not, that's pretty fucking sweet if it's not going to be taxable. What are you liking, Pete? What would you do?
Well, to me, if I was picking out, if say DraftKings came to me and they're like, you know what, we know Brian never does anything nice for himself. If we just give him these credits, he's not going to end up using them. He's going to auction them off on the show with some Lulz giveaway for iTunes reviews. Why don't you pick something out? I think what I would do is, I know you like golf. I know you are kind of reluctant to travel a ton, but I think I would be lining up either this golf at St. Andrews or the Pebble Beach Dream Vacation. And I think the golf at St. Andrews sounds like an incredible trip. I think I would pick that out for you, Brian.
I would say for you, what would you pick? But the golf with St. Andrews combined with the one credit on the club fitting is a nice little combo. Although I don't know if I'd want to ship my clubs across, my brand new fitted clubs across the world.
Yeah. I have been wanting to go to Scotland. I've been to Ireland. I think that one would be very high up on my list as well. I've been to Iceland. I would highly recommend that. But I think the St. Andrews looks like the premier. I guess Super Bowl in Las Vegas is kind of fun.
You'd have to pay me 3 credits to make me go.
What are you guys doing in the chat? What are you guys? Den's going truffle hunting.
Pass.
Lunchable's going Pebble or St. Andrews.
Did you see the shoe surgeon?
Yeah. I mean, dude. Like, you can't spend a credit on this, man. I'm sorry. You just can't. Do you understand these luxury concierge services?
No, I didn't understand that or the 3-tier one either.
says a service designed to take life's to-dos and turn them into more memorable moments. Quintessentially's dedicated membership gives you access to 24/7, 365 services from Quintessentially, the world's premier lifestyle concierge, granting members access to the inaccessible, from travel and restaurant bookings to tickets to the best sporting events, premieres, and art shows, to expert advice on event planning, education, art, property management, wine, and so much more. Quintessentially offers an inspiring, connected, and engaging service. This sounds like a rug pull. This sounds like a real big waste of your credits.
This is for the beta guys who have to obey their wives and like, I'm not going to St. Andrews. Okay, we could do the truffle trip.
I mean, I don't even know what this means. Like, it's saying you have like your own event planner. I mean, come on, let's just go golf at St. Andrews. I mean, what do we need this for?
Yeah, where are you bringing your wife? Where are you bringing your kid, Pete?
I think I do probably go with the Italian truffle hunting getaway.
Wow. Okay.
This sounds
do with a family.
Yeah, you stay at the stunning Conti di San Bonifacio One Resort. Explore the lush green hills and the pine forests of Tuscany. You get
wine
round
resort.
Trip, 2-hour massage, small group truffle hunt. I mean, this is some real rich people shit right here.
Yeah, this confirms your double coastal elite status, Pete, by picking the truffle vacation.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. I would love, they should release this data. I do want to know, is there a single person who would select luxury wine
selection? That would be awesome. Maybe they will release it.
At first, when I saw the thumbnail, I thought it was going to be like you get a cameo or like a 60-second call with Gary Vee.
Click on the custom fitted golf clubs. What clubs are they giving you? Like, if they're giving you Wilsons or something, can you get like new Callaways? PGA Superstore.
What to bring your current clubs, how to prepare.
Okay, so they're not giving you clubs, they're just fitting your clubs?
No. I think they're maybe using those to help fit your new ones.
Mm.
Clubs may take 8 to 10 weeks to arrive. They don't. This is where it is really tough because there's obviously all kinds of add-ons and levels and stuff that can make these way more expensive.
Exactly. Yeah.
Says
up the club fitting you can get for like $200 or something. Maybe like $300 the whole bag.
Wait, is this real? Is it actually a FaceTime with Gary?
Oh, well, now we definitely have to do that one.
You'll be invited to an annual Q&A Zoom call. I was close to chat about the selection process and anything else that may be on your minds. Brian, what a thrill that would be for you to get to talk to Gary Vee.
Yeah. Yeah. And I don't even know who he is. Like, I know he's an NFT guy and influencer type dude, but I don't even know what he sounds like.
Are you doing like the Davis bit when Davis pretended he didn't know who Tim Ferriss was?
You know, he did that to me yesterday too. Who did he pretend he didn't know?
He always does that shit. He definitely knows who they are. Christopher's trying to do the bit. You guys, I mean, this guy is an NFT pioneer, wine connoisseur, Jets super fan, TikTok superstar, life motivator, business mogul. I mean, the credits go on and on.
Wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, you guys picked the one I'm probably gonna pick.
What's that?
The watch.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Have you been wanting a watch? You don't strike me as a fancy watch guy, no offense.
I actually just after I get off this, I put my suit on.
You build all your lineups in your suit. Brett, do you think, and what I envision in your head, you look at your wrist and you go, I guess it's time to win a GPP. Well, incredible stuff here for, this is like the equivalent of, you know, when you're a kid and you have those, like, we would always have them like fundraisers, whether they were like Scholastic book things, or you'd sell a bunch of Christmas things out of a Christmas catalog. And then based on how many things you sold, there were the various rewards that you could redeem. This is the adult version of that.
Okay. I like it with gambling involved. I mean, it's pretty nice of them. They've been giving away a lot of stuff lately, like the last 6 months to a year. I think the crowns have gone down. like in their value and use and stuff. Maybe they're making up for. It's a hell of a lot more than FanDuel's doing, right? FanDuel can't. I finally can actually. What do you say?
I'm just laughing at fucking magazine slave labor for middle schoolers. It really was. They tricked us into going door to door for hours just to get like a fucking yo-yo.
Most of those I always thought were fundraisers, like for your Boy Scouts or whatever.
I'm sure there was someone up the chain that were padding their coffers with our
our
child labor money, skimming a little bit off the top. Sorry, what were you going to say?
No. Yeah, you're right. I'm sure there's some shady shit going on in the child fundraising sector.
I do think for pure bit equity, like the Kawasaki DraftKings dirt bike is like definitely has to be the highest up there for bit equity.
Who is spending 2 credits on luggage?
I mean, I would have to have, I think I would need to have about 50 of these credits before I would consider spending 2 of them on luggage.
They should be 1 because then you could get the luggage to go on your trip to Andrews if you give 3 credits, like the golf trip, like the golf clubs. Luggage doesn't make any fucking sense.
Wow, Christopher's down bad. I'm so broke. I stole $8 from my daughter's piggy bank to get McDonald's for lunch yesterday. All right. Holy cow, Christopher. Jeez. Jesus, man. Well, shout out to if you are, a DraftKings whale, let us know. Let us know in the comments. Let us know on Twitter what you're going to use your credits on. And I'll go so as far, Brian, let's pick out this. You know what? I want to do something. We do have stipulations on this show. Generally, you need to win a Millie Maker to come on. I think we pick out a few prizes that if you use your credit to redeem this prize, you get to come on the show and tell us about the experience.
Okay.
So first of all, I'm just saying, if you get the bike, you get to come on the show. Like, we'll stop.
Someone who would pick a dirt bike, though, I'm not sure I want to talk to that person.
He's like RVX. I'm kidding. RVX would definitely entertain.
Nah, he's not leaving his house.
If you get the Gary V wine thing, you get to come on the show.
Oh yeah. Do the Zoom chat live on the stream.
Yes, you do have to let us in on the Zoom chat. What other one do you think we should allow you on the show if you get?
The shoe surgeon?
Shoe surgeon? Yes, you have to come on the show and show us.
Show us those shoes.
Yes.
What else? The truffle experience? Yeah.
I would like you get to come on the show, and I want to see like a PowerPoint presentation of your photos from this Italian truffle hunting getaway.
If you get the luggage, you could come on, but expect just an hour of us calling you fucking moron just the whole time.
This is what I'll do as well. If you get the 3-credit concierge and then the help and come on the show, that one I'll allow to, because that seems just like an absurd way to spend 3 credits.
Yeah, yeah. That's for the man who has everything. That's for you to cow. He's like, whatever.
I mean, Brian, look at it. You're at your lake house right now. You got the guitars in the background. Imagine over your left shoulder, the Kawasaki dirt bike for decorative purposes only. You don't even ride it. You just hang it on your wall.
Oh, that's a good idea. Nah, you sold me.
Man, I guess I need to, start grinding more crowns, grinding more contests if I'm going to be ever getting a credit. I think I'm a
waste. We had go-karts and stuff when we were kids, motorcycle when we were kids. Right in the cornfields.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You were in the cornfields?
We had a cornfield back in my backyard.
I love it. I love it.
No coastal elite here, Pete. Real man. Real American.
You are. It's just unfortunate you're not in a real American time zone.
We both know that's not true.
The thing too with these rewards, and I'm not even close enough as a whale to get them, but I have been getting like some rewards. Like I was just able to redeem a couple Amazon gift cards. Like I literally don't know what I was clicking. I get taken to this rewards page. The design on it is a disaster. I just start clicking like redeem, accept or whatever. Next thing I know, I get an email that was like, And it looked like I was about to have my account drained or something with what I clicked. But then I was like typing in the codes. And next thing I know, I had like $100 in Amazon gift cards, compliments to DraftKings. So these guys are just giving away free shit left and right.
Oh, did they send that via email? Because I got one of those too. I never got in the mail. So
you're
I guess
too rich to even redeem your Amazon gift cards?
No, I'm going to redeem that shit. I just don't know where it is.
That actually would be a better luxury item. Like if you could just top off your Amazon with the $10,000 gift card.
Yeah, if it just can stay in there and then I'll use it when I use it.
Exactly. Amazon for life, or at least.
I bet they might. I should email them. They might do cash. They might just go, here's some cash. But it's probably not as much.
Yeah. So you legit, you wouldn't do the golf trip?
Probably Pebble first. St. Andrews would be cool. It depends on who I'm going with. How many do they say you could bring?
That's a good question. I'm about to find out if I'm in your circle of trust. Let's see here. In this package, white glove service provided by your dedicated fulfillment concierge. See, this is, you're getting the concierge within this. Why would you just pay for just the concierge?
That would make me uncomfortable. I'd be like, just take your gloves off, dude.
This can't just be one person. No one wants to go golf by themselves for 6 days. Or maybe they
usually make them two.
Yeah, it doesn't really say here, does it?
Yeah, if you're by yourself, there's like zero chance I'm doing that.
Right. Oh, here you go. This package includes flight credits for two credited at 1,000 each and a rental car for the duration. I would assume then the golf.
Oh, that so that really, you got to pay for the plane ticket?
No, I think you have to pay for it, but they're giving you $2,000 for your plane ticket.
Yeah, okay. Let's do this really quick. Chicago to, where are we going? Edinburgh? Where the hell?
I assume Edinburgh is where you fly into.
Cost, let's see, about 600 it looks like. Okay. Yeah, so you can fit three people in there for and maybe four, and everyone pitches in $50 or something.
Yeah, breakfast daily, four rounds of golf. You do get entered into the lottery for the opportunity to play at the old course. I would be hacking away so much I don't think it matters which course I'm at.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't mind seeing the bridge, but
yeah.
Golf game's not that good enough to deserve. I don't even deserve to play on these courses, honestly.
Brian, you have punted off enough money on DraftKings. You deserve it. You have earned it.
All these old-ass Scottish guys shaking their heads.
This is true. Denden wants us to go to Italy for the White Lotus vibes. I mean, imagine Brian and I in matching linen suits, going to wine tastings.
Hunting for truffles.
That sounds like the name of the next great American novel.
If that was the only option, I'd do it.
No, dude. I mean, hunting for truffles, that Italian trip, it's in my top five, probably in my top three.
Yeah, I guess it would be cool. I could see for normal people, they would enjoy that experience.
I think, have you ever been to Iceland?
Mm-mm.
Iceland's cool. I think you'd enjoy Iceland.
Mm. I haven't been east of Indiana border. No, I'm kidding.
You've been to Florida, Brian.
Yeah.
Remember? That's true. That's where Boston. You got into a fight with a Bitcoin bro at the bar.
Oh, yeah. Good times. Yeah. Good times. Yeah, that was during the NFT craze, too. I wish I listened to that man.
To become a Bitcoin maxi?
Yeah, and I spent a penny on those fucking NFTs. Although they haven't been completely robbed like he said they would be. So he didn't know what the fuck he was talking about. But
someone in Discord reminded me that we're coming up on like the 2 year anniversary of the Top Shot bull run. Like 2 years ago now, I had done a couple of shows about Top Shot right now. And then it was like February and early March where it went parabolic there back when we were buying Nikola Jokic.
That was 2 years ago, like coming this March.
Yep.
Okay.
2 years ago, I had known about Top Shot for about 2 weeks at this time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. The whole argument from that dude, from that guy is and like a ton of people said it, was that it was a complete scam. And like even we were saying back then, like it's not complete. It might be worthless tomorrow, but it's not like a complete scam. Like you got to admit, like there is something going on.
Yes. The collectibles that we like, no matter what, even when price go down, we get to go to sleep at night knowing we collectively own a Nikola Jokic Cosmic, who, by the way, Brian, continues to just play out of his fucking mind.
Right. Yeah. The better he plays, the lower our value of his card gets. The complete opposite of our thesis. So, yeah. Yeah. And, you know, another, I'm still thinking back to this dude. And they were talking about how, like, they could just change the Jokic picture and then they put whoever they want on there. And, like, even if it is a company run one like Top Shot, it's like, yeah, that's like saying Walmart's fake, you know? Well, Walmart can just take your shit. You know, they could take your money and then not let you take the food.
Should we do this, Brian? Should we torture ourselves and go look and see what the last sale on
Nikola
Jokic?
I seriously haven't looked in like a year.
I haven't either. Let's do it.
The highest is going to be ours since I've never taken it down.
Yeah.
Highest listed, I'm assuming. And then I bet the low is like $6,000. Maybe
did you say we listed it or no?
Yeah, we listed it a long time ago.
Okay.
Hopefully it's sold. I just didn't know.
Okay, low ask okay, is 8K.
We should have guessed before you clicked that, but I said know. 6.
There was a sale on January 1st. Holy
for
shit.
For 5400? What does that say? I can't read it.
Yeah, 5400 on January 1st.
I got bad news for you, Pete. We paid significantly more than 54.
look at this. Where I'm down so bad looking at my Top Shot losses that Geo. Is this G-O-D as in Geo Demers as in RBX88? Is that
really?
This
is that Geo?
Geo? I mean, who else has just $20 to toss around on Super Chats if not our guy RBX88? Is that you, Geo?
Yeah, I'm surprised he's not even rocking RBX anymore.
Yeah, here's our buy.
Ouch. I need more than 3 credits.
That's right. Top Shot needs to be the one sending us on a fucking
I need 6 credits from Top Shot. And that's just one moment. Oh, no.
It could be worse. We could be
we didn't buy the
socks for life.
We didn't buy the peak. He's a DFS player too, I believe. It's the same dude.
Oh my God. Brian, yes. Oh, 2 years. So this is January 27th. So we're literally coming up. Tomorrow is the 2-year anniversary of
this.
Oh
my God. Good timing.
All right. It is our guy, RVX. Thank you, RVX, for the dive. I appreciate that, buddy.
Oh my God. So dumb. Look at March or May 26th.
This drop from 60K to 4,200.
This shouldn't be this funny. This was not worth the humor. Is not worth the money for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So this is called it's National Basketball Association TopShot.com revolutionary new technology NFTs, but of basketball cards. It is going to change the future. MJ, I highly recommend checking it out.
Oh yeah, look into the Jokic's. They're highly valuable. He's playing great. What can go wrong?
How did we not capitalize on this bounce back here, Brian? When we could have fetched around
July 25th. Oh, that was a while ago. We did list it. If you look, I bet we listed it around there.
Okay.
If it saves the date.
Does it show the
I don't know if I want to look at the Jason Tatum that me and Pat bought, but now Pat doesn't care. He doesn't care about
what is
about
our
money.
Cereal. I just saw it. Is it 44?
I don't remember. 44 or 5.
I want to see if we have any offers that you haven't noticed.
Oh, can people do that? I don't even know.
Yeah, people can send offers. So here, 44. Let me go to offers. Where are my offers?
4,200. Oh, that's for the 49 though, right?
Yeah, the 49. Oh, yeah. I'm on the specific. I need to go to our It's been so long, I don't even know how to use this site anymore.
Select and buy by accident. You just bought yourself another Jokic.
I mean, okay, so we do have it for sale.
42,000. Oh, we listed that way earlier.
I mean, to me, that's a steal. Let's see our offer history. Okay, we got an offer. The last time we got an offer, do we not have any offers on this? That's sad.
Yeah, they probably watch the show. Like, these two donkeys aren't even going to sell, so it doesn't even matter.
I don't think we have any offers here, unless someone is telling me how I see offers on this. Well,
maybe they'll start rolling in after this. Can we sell it for charity and then take a loss?
I think so.
There's got to be some way.
We should. Let's teach people about Web3. It's coming. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah,
all my Van Vliets are in the vault. They're in the vault.
Should we do Max Payne and go to the Tatums and see how much we lost on that one?
Yeah. What are the fun history notes? One of the fun footnotes of Top Shot history will be you. There was a period where we were so frothy for buying Top Shots. You and I went on that one. And then I decided to wave the white flag. And you and Corain, the man who won $2 million recently, went in on more, even without me. I was like, you guys go with God. Like, have fun with that.
I distinctly remember like the Tatum or one of them where where Corain was like, I'll do 25%. I'm like, okay, good, because then it's more mine. I was thinking in my head. and then he's like, you know what? I want to do 50. Is that cool? And I'm like, yeah, of course that's cool. But I'm like, deep down, I was like, I wish I had 75% of this Tatum. I think it was 50. I don't even remember what we ended up at, but I remember like he upped it, how much he wanted. And of course I'm like, sure. But deep down I was like, man, I wish I had more of this juicy Tatum EV.
I'm now at the point with like a bunch of these NFT stuff too, and you know, communal ownership, where like I can't even keep track of all the different ones I have pieces of. Like, I do have it in a spreadsheet somewhere, but God knows I couldn't recall it off the top of my head.
I think since Pat just won the $2 million, he should buy his shares. He should just buy the whole thing at the original price.
As a tax write-off?
That we paid for, and then he could have sole ownership of these, mm-hmm. you know. Super investable products. I just got an offer, speaking of things you don't know, and the now I can't remember what's the site that you could get like the cats, the Penelope's cats and shit.
Country Club. Yeah, you have the purrs, Penelope's Country
Club.
Yeah,
I had some purrs. What's the site though that you buy them on? I can't remember.
Oh, OpenSea.
OpenSea, and then I just got an offer today.
Yeah, what's the floor on those right now?
I don't have my email open, but it was a small number.
I had to punt some of those off as a tax harvest that I had bought at the beginning of the year.
I used to get offers on them all the time, and I did not sell any of them.
It's because you're a true believer, Brian.
And it's coming back though, right, Pete?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it is. I mean,
you promise me.
It's heating up. It's heating up. Speaking of what's heating up, Brian, MMA DFS, many are saying it's back. I mean, when I told you about this news, you said you might have already caught wind of it. You had been talking with your reps. Well, how did the sausage get made here?
Oh, I wish I knew the sausage. I mean, but yeah, my rep, I said, I just sent him a message. I've like never complained like this, but I'm like, you know, if there is a meeting, just, you know, and my vote matters at all, I'd much rather go back to no late swap if it matters at all. And he's like, you don't have to worry about it. I think they're changing it for this next card. And then you sent me this tweet, which I didn't see earlier. Oh, and then like I was talking to like Why So Serious. He said his rep said it was confirmed before this came out. So it's gone. He gone.
It's I also love this. This was clearly made and like Google PowerPoint slides or whatever. I do love this. And it's so casual in a way I appreciate. After speaking to several avid MMA DFS players, we understand the concerns with late swap in a sport like MMA. Break. Going forward, MMA contests have returned to the non-late swap format and all fighters will lock at the scheduled fight time of the card. Thank you for sticking with us. And thank you for providing the feedback necessary to help us make the decision. Brian, we know you are going to love truffle hunting. in Italy. Sincerely, DraftKings.
Wow. I didn't know they mentioned me, but thank you, DraftKings. Yeah, pretty sweet.
So,
I'm happy.
So had you been actually not playing these past few cards?
Of course I played. That was a bluff.
How do you get 3 credits if you're not going to play the slate?
Sorry, I can't go truffle hunting by not playing, okay? That's not a solution.
Did you ever end up doing any, I don't know, like lineup study type stuff to see like what percentage of the top players were swapping? Were you swapping yourself at all?
Or
were
you just ripping it? No, but Why So Serious did. Here, I'll read what he wrote. I'm sure he doesn't mind. Since now that it's all over. So I was going to start doing it this time. He said, if you did late swap from those, since it opened till this last time, there's like about 25% EV gains you could do. And he thinks even in the small high stakes field, less than 10% of people were doing it.
Yeah.
So that number would probably increase. It definitely would increase if they would have kept it open. One of the reasons I didn't bother was because I was hoping they would revert it, and then I didn't have to. So being lazy pays off once again.
Wow. Who runs better than you, Brian? I do love, like, there is something, and trust me, I get it. I get the time commitment, but it is really hilarious. DFS players who in 95% of these guys aren't doing anything else on their Saturday night anyways, other than sitting at the computer. Like, they're like, yes, my evening's free to sit at my computer more and have time to do other things.
No, they're putting YouTube on, you know, they're really switching it up now. Yeah.
I'm sure. Ricky D here in the comments saying, now do NBA.
Yeah, that would be sweet. I wish they would go.
I legit think I would dabble a little bit in NBA if it had that, like just a universal lock time. I feel like that would be fun to make a few lineups before lock and not have to worry about it.
That would be great. I'd do it. The NBA is a different beast. So, MMA fight gets canceled post lock one in every 15 times, something like that. I don't know. Yeah. Someone I'm sure knows the numbers. It's not that frequent, but like every night in the NBA, almost every night, someone in the late game isn't going to start. So you're really guessing. I mean, it's kind of cool if you take that into account and be like, I'm going to guess that Jokic isn't going to play tonight.
Yeah.
Right. That's my lean. And then I'm going to gamble on it. You know, there's a little more game dynamics with that. But for normal people, they're not having that. And a lot of their lineups would change ownership too, because people would play the early people a lot more, you know, the earlier slates.
I am a little surprised because I'm pretty sure I recall when this initially happened. I'm almost, maybe someone can roll back the tape, but I thought I even asked you, I was like, do you think they'll ever change this back, just because the chorus of people on Twitter seems to be so resoundingly loud about disliking this. And I feel like Ortega is like, no, they're too stubborn. Once they make a change, they just don't care enough. Like, it is pretty shocking to me that they reversed it, at least even this early.
I agree. Yeah. I mean, after the disaster of last weekend. So like, I guess I've also like, someone's warning me that they might they even paid out wrong, and I won the high stakes one last week. And so like, they might take it away like that. They have it. So like, it was anyways, the reason that it was just such a disaster is the point I'm trying to make that was probably the final straw. And like, they would, you know, lock the wrong fights and leave fights that have already started open. You could switch to the guy who's clearly kicking the shit out of somebody else, stuff like that. They did that like twice. So it was like a disastrous rollout from a business standpoint.
Yeah.
But yeah, because I contended the whole time that I think it's a big social media type of maneuver where you just want them consuming product. And the more that they have to sit there, the more likely they are to play the late slate, to play the captain mode, to play a different sport. Right.
So here's a question for you then. The impetus behind the change, what percentage would you assign it to the vocal, you know, shouting on Twitter from power users and big time players versus just them not even able to execute the late swap version in a really seamless way. Because the follow-up question to that is, what other changes to the platform could users get done by screaming from the mountaintops?
Yeah, that's a good question. I know I'm surprised screaming worked, because usually it doesn't.
Right.
There was a lot of more chatter about the NBA late swap. Now, back in the day, people were complaining one way or the other. Really, when they went to no late swap, a lot of people bitched. A lot of people bitched.
See, my fear with it, it was like, it was an easy switch for them, because they're like, what we were even trying to do with late swap, we weren't able to do it well. And there were all kinds of errors, and it ended up being a mess, and it was causing more problems than they'd hoped to remove. Whereas, like, let's just take an arbitrary thing. People always bitch about, like, let's remove defenses from classic slate NFL DFS. Like, if even if everyone on Twitter started, like, shouting that, do you actually think they would change it? Like, that's where I wonder how powerful is the vocal crowd.
Yeah. I wonder what chat thinks. I would say I think it's just because this was such a horrible rollout.
Yeah.
They're like, everyone's bitching. It was a horrible rollout. We gave it a shot. Let's switch it back. It's MMA. It's not football, right? It's not NBA. There's not as much product to offer that people who are staying on that extra screen time. And maybe because, like I said, that if only 10% were actually doing the late swap, they probably weren't seeing the returns either of guys using their product longer and entering and going to the sports betting site and stuff like that. I'm sure they were hoping, like, oh, well, you're sitting here waiting for your lineups to something to happen with your lineups. You might as well check out the sports betting, bet on this fight you're watching, which is really fun, by the way. Isn't the MMA sports betting is awesome.
And that is one thing.
Except last week I got crushed, but yeah.
That's one thing DraftKings is very good at. They do quick payouts so that you can churn your money over to that next slate, that next contest. They are pretty good about that.
Yeah, it's smart. It's smart. Did you listen to Spanky's podcast? He had a new one out a couple days ago, maybe a week ago. I don't know, but because he hasn't released one in a while, it was pretty interesting. It's worth a listen. It's about, like, what happens after you know how to win at sports betting, which is like, you know, avoiding getting limited, you know, stuff like that. The problems, taxation, how do you move your money around, things like that. But that just reminded me of that is like that whole, they're out, you know, their sportsbook looking to make money. Mm-hmm. And they're doing these little maneuvers here or there, paying out fast, keeping people on the product longer, because it makes more money for them and stuff like that. And I always come back to like the same thing. Like, you know, I don't want people getting taken advantage of, bad things happening to good people, just like everyone else. But like, do we all, like, who doesn't know that sports betting's hard to beat or unbeatable, right? Like, what cohort of people are out there just like, sports betting, never heard of it. Maybe I could win. You know, like casinos, I don't know, what do they do, right? Like, who are we protecting? Like, what small in that population that needs help like that? Honestly, like, their parents should be like caretakers for them. They're probably, you know, have like an 80 IQ or something. They actually need day to day help or something like that. I'm serious. Like, if you're an adult and you don't know what sports books do and sports I don't know why we're protecting them. And so, like, and I also think it kind of gives like a little moral, like, authority or clearance for yourself to beat them at their own game, right? Because they're trying to take your money, right? And you're trying to take theirs. So, you know, if you can beat a sport and you take them for a bunch of money, I don't think there's anything wrong with that little game.
Does Spanky still have, I don't listen to his podcast regularly, has a lot of his kind of tricks and all of his arbitrage and stuff that helped him become a successful sports bettor, is he still running the same playbook, or like, in what ways has he had to adapt to the limiting and all that stuff?
I mean, he said in this latest podcast, all he does is use whales. Mm-hmm. So he bets through whales. Because if you do this, that whole stable where you get a bunch of people and then I'm assuming he puts his bots on there and auto bets for them using their accounts, then you have to deal with a bunch of normies and dummies. And he said on there, like, they would call him and be like, why are you betting San Francisco? I like the other side. It's like, hey, dumbass, I'm the professional here. That's why you called me to bet on your account.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. That does track, because I think he brought that up too on the Haralabob podcast. That was the one episode I had listened to too, where it was the game became finding like whales to be your beard, essentially.
Yeah, which it's smart. Yeah, especially because whales are way more likely to pay you too. You're not going to get stiffed.
Wasn't there a funny story recently where like a beard got interviewed or something? Yeah, here I found it, because I remember Levitated tweeted this one out. Big $90,000 World Cup bet on Morocco that won $1 million was made by a young school teacher who says he can't name one player on the team. Like the most obvious beard bet.
Yeah, give me a break.
The school teacher with $90,000 of disposable income to blast off on Morocco.
That doesn't seem like a pro bet though, like in a futures. But why would they have 90? What teacher would have 90K?
Teacher.
Don't know anyone on there. I'm just gonna bet it.
Also, I was checking my phone every once in a while, but I wasn't watching it. You know, the classic person betting more than their annual salary, also right. Not sweating the game that they bet on.
Yeah. Did Darren actually ask him any tough questions? Like, are you a beard?
Yeah. Let's see. He says it was the biggest bet of his life. What did he know about Morocco's national team? Nothing. I don't know one player's name. What was his strategy then? A simple hunch, the better claim. He said his inclination was that Morocco was undervalued because no one was wagering on them. I'm not going to lie and say I knew what I was doing. At the end of the day, it was a bet that just got lucky. I'm a regular degenerate dude. Yeah, fucking right.
What? And he bet them to win what?
It was, I think they were huge underdogs, so it paid like 10 to 1.
Right, to win what though? Just one game?
Just to win the game.
Okay. Yeah, because I would say, because they got pretty far, but they didn't win the whole thing.
Yeah. He had two options, cast it out on the FanDuel app or put down six figures on Spain to advance as a hedge. God, the bettor said his original plan had been to hedge out of the ticket after the group stage for a nice profit, but $225,000 wasn't initially enough for him. This school teacher. I mean, this is absurd.
This doesn't sound right.
Oh, no, you're right. So this was to advance to round 16.
Okay.
All right.
Which they did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was baffled that the cash out was gone from his app. Did you see the guy over the weekend who won? He had like a $5 that he turned into like a $70,000 hit by betting the first touchdown score in all four games.
I did.
It was pretty pure.
Oh, I thought there was more to the, like something happened.
No, I mean, I just saw, like, I went to his Twitter page and he had like, it was funny because the tweet before his celebratory like video sweating it was, he was upset that the cash out option wasn't more, I think, after the first three had hit. And then I think he was heading into that last game sweating the Dalton Schultz. And so he's sitting there being like, holy shit, could I get $30,000 off my $5 and just take my money and run? And I think they were only offering him like $1,500 and he decided to let it roll.
Yeah. And holy cow. $1,500 when it was $75K to pay out.
Yeah. It was like a $5 to $70,000.
Yeah. But then they only offered him $1,500. He hit it one. I mean, even hitting one first touchdown score is a long shot. So.
Oh yeah.
I did see his tweet. He said like he paid off all his student loans and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Which is a lie, I'm assuming, because I doubt he got the money and paid it all off that quickly. He's planning to, quote unquote.
He's actually a beard too.
Yeah.
Doing $5.
Doing $5. First touchdown parlays. Who are these syndicates?
Dude, that's probably one of the best advertisements for the sports betting industry in a long time. Turn $5 into $70,000. It's easy. Just pick four touchdown scores. How hard could it be?
Yep. Those the parlays, the single game parlays.
Yeah.
They make a mint on those.
Oh my, no. Did you see we got sports betting in mass, live sports betting is opening up. I even think this week you have to go down to like the kiosks to do it. And then I think we're a couple months out from the mobile sports betting.
I'm sure that was all part of the negotiations. Has nothing, no rhyme or reason to do with anything. We had a year and a half.
It lag time between IRL versus mobile.
Yeah.
So stupid.
Yeah, it's not stupid. It's criminal. They're it's all negotiations between DraftKings and the brick and mortar casinos, and who's got a hold of powerful politicians who make those decisions.
They got my number, man. If they just opened up mobile sports betting right now, I would lose it all. I'd go destitute. I'd be on the streets. But if they make me drive 45 minutes to the Wynn Casino and manually place my bets, I mean, it'll be a slow burn, and I'll keep my life together.
It wouldn't even shock me if that's like they're brainstorming. Okay, we're all crooks here, but how can we sell this? Oh, it's safe because guys like Pete have to drive and then they won't go broke. So we're giving them 2 months.
Dude, the entire state, it's like there's no like rollout thing. It's just permanently IRL only. That sounds awful.
You probably have like some like big Indian gaming company there or something. Okay. Depends. Like, I mean, I don't know, but usually you have some strong already legal gaming faction that's got a lot of influence over politicians they've been donating to for 20 years or more.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't. It's crazy. I still have not been to that new Wynn Casino in Boston. You know, it opened up like in the wake of the pandemic. So I wasn't like that interested in going in initially. And then I just haven't found my way over there for some reason. But maybe I'll have to go over there and make an inaugural IRL sports bet ceremony.
That's been a trend too in Democratic cities to try to make up on their debt is opening up a downtown casino. Is it downtown?
It's like downtown adjacent. Yeah, it's not far.
Okay. That's the one supposed to be here too in Chicago. There, I don't know what – I haven't read any news on that. I would have figured it would be done by now. But same thing. And it's all – the only the battle there is they need to pay off the debt of the state or, you know, go bankrupt because they can't print money like the federal government and just debt spend. Yeah. So they want more casinos. But the casinos that are there don't want any competition, even if it's an hour away. Like, I'd rather have the people who live an hour away drive here, even if it's only once every 4 years.
Right.
And so, like, they've also been giving them money and the party money and, you know, the local parties money and all sorts of, you know, NGOs and stuff like that. So it's like, okay, we got to find a way to give money. Okay, here's what we'll do. We'll open it 5 years from now, okay? But we're going to pass the bill now, you know, shit like that. And then they have all these negotiations. Or Pete has to go for 2 months. He has to drive there. But then after that, we'll go online, okay? Like, no, we want 6 months, you know? Shit like
it's
that.
Like the tax haven stuff in Florida, you got to live there half the year. It's like half of your bets need to be placed IRL, and you can drive down each day and check your box that you met your proper ratio for IRL versus on your phone bet.
And then the you have to reverse engineer that. Okay, then why do we justify this? And it's like, okay, well, it's not safe, right? We'll say it's bad and for these reasons, and then that's why we're doing it, right? That's why we're doing this? Yeah, that's why we're doing this. We're good, right? Yeah, we're good. And they convince themselves they're good. I'm telling you, I worked there. And I insulted some of them sometimes where they think they're doing good.
Yeah.
But it's just a political negotiation.
Yeah, I'm like my habits probably aren't going to change that much. I think I'll enjoy getting money on a bunch of books and taking advantage of the offers, starting to get to line shop a little bit more. I think will be fun, but it's like it's not going to like meaningfully change things for me. I don't think that much.
The line shopping's a little annoying because you have to log into all your different accounts. And I mean, you could use an odd shopper checking it and stuff like that, but like sometimes they're like behind, you know, what the line actually is, usually not in the big markets. And then they'll kick you out for your own safety. Of course, they log you out because you're inactive. Yeah. And we just can't risk having you stay in on a gambling site. Oh my God.
When you were building, like your kind of like prop screeners and stuff to compare your projections to lines that like the sportsbooks are constantly changing their code in their dev. So you're always having to like redo it. Like the scrape isn't just a clean thing in perpetuity.
Yeah. That's every site. That's not just gambling, but that is not every site, but most sites. So that does happen. But I did have on the original version, which I don't have a new one, that it would keep the site open for you. So it would, you know, mimic action on the site. So the site would know that it was inactive. So then you don't have to go back and log in and get your, like on FanDuel, you got to email your password to your phone and then every single time and press and hold. If you're, make sure you're not a robot or whatever. They all do it. And like Barstool too has got logs you out. They all log you out. It's super, super annoying. And it's part of the game. It's part of like, okay, well, we can't say gambling's good, so we'll put all these, and then they start these committees like for like protection reasons and stuff. Like, okay, we need to protect our citizens against these pariah gambling companies, even though they just legalized it. So like, if you're legalizing, why do you have to do that? And that expands your power even more, because then you put your buddies on those committees. And this is exactly what happened here. And then sometimes those people resign on those committees. Then you got to call them up like, what the fuck are you doing? I know a guy resigned on the Illinois Gambling Committee, and I don't know him, but I heard this story. And they ask him, why did you resign? He goes, because I wanted to gamble.
Yeah. <laughs> And
you can't gamble if you're on the committee, right? It's a conflict of interest, which is totally dumb. It should be the complete opposite. You should have expert gamblers on there, guys who are currently gambling, professionals, you know, former bookmakers, shit like that, right? People who actually know the industry. So they don't know the industry at all. They're all there for political reasons, and committees are assigned based on the speaker, the Senate president, and it depends on the executive branch, but usually just the governor. They each get like two seats to pick. And so it can't be this type of guy. It has to be this guy it has nothing to do with gambling, is my point. And then you end up with all this bullshit.
Yeah.
It's completely captured market for like four companies.
Consig wants you to explain the Indian gaming aversion to online betting. In California, we would have had slots at Indian casinos and sports betting, which could also be done at the casinos. So bummed.
Because
I don't know if I follow that. Yeah, go ahead.
I think because they have a monopoly.
Yeah.
Like, why would you give away your monopoly? I understand from your perspective and mine that you'd much rather have online and theirs located there and stuff like that. But yeah, they like, if they lose 2% of their revenue, 0.2%, why do they care? Right. And they, and you know, they're like, listen, we've been donating money to these people. I'm not saying it's right, for decades and decades, that we employ hundreds of people from their district. And it's, you know, the local districts are smaller, much smaller. So you can actually knock on your state senator's door in some cases and be like, hey bro, like, if you do this, my job's going to go away at the Indian casino and stuff like that. There's a lot more pressure,
right?
But yeah, I'm assuming it's just because they assume they're going to lose revenue.
Well, it's the same thing of why you can't play DFS in Vegas, right? Because Lord knows you wouldn't, you know, build your lineups and then still go to the sports book and make a bet. You know, those of course have to be mutually exclusive things.
Right, right. I mean, it's everyone knows this, right? Like, I'm not breaking any ground, I would assume, most people listening. Like, that's, of course, because those old school casinos in Vegas aren't DraftKings and FanDuel. They're fucking taking their revenue.
Yeah.
Why would they, you know, why would they?
You did a take cast with Davis. I haven't got to listen. Did you guys talk about some sports betting stuff?
We talked about ChatGPT.
Yeah. Is Davis scared? The artificial intelligence coming for his job?
No, he wasn't too scared. I think our little display of how not great it was.
I mean, did you see Soccer Dave's new bio?
I did. ChatGPT greatest.
I'll pull this up. I mean, Kitchen, he's running with this here. I don't blame him when you have, you know, essentially the world's most powerful AI here. ChatGPT is one of the greatest DFS players in the world. Live a little there. Bio material here. Brian, we're out here changing lives, changing bios at least.
That's a good one. That's a good change. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that was fucking perfect.
What a Twitter header too for Kitchen. It's got the moon cats and the man's coins still rocking it. Still holding strong. Two of the great NFT projects out there. Brian, anything else on your radar? You blasting off at MMA this weekend? Someone said it's a bad slate though for the new one.
Oh, is it? Well,
I don't know. That's what John.
Well, there's no football though. So on Saturday, so there should be decent prize pool. I'm not sure if they released it already. So hopefully it's still 100.
Right. 100K. You're getting those MMA streets.
Yeah,
right? Back again. Get back in there.
Yeah, they that was so dumb. And it was really weird, the late swap, because MMA is not a good sport to do it. Golf would be bad too, because you never know when they're going to tee off. You never know when the fight's going to happen exactly, because sometimes the guy gets knocked out in the first round. Sometimes he gets knocked out in the third, and they take longer.
Yeah.
And so they it's hard to know when to X out the next fight or the next two fight. And so sometimes there'd be like three fights deep. And so it's like, okay, what's the point? Like, I could, yeah, sure, I could switch the last fight, but we're like nowhere near there.
Yeah. Oh, someone said there's no MMA this weekend. I thought I saw John.
Oh, well, that's right. Yeah.
Maybe it's looks like they have contests up for on the 4th, 100,000 up top in the big
one. Okay. Good. That's fine. They're back, 100K. That works. Hopefully the big one can get up to 50.
Don't forget, guys, if you want to come on the show and you have credits in the Onyx Elite Rewards store and you get the bike, the truffle trip, the Zoom call with Gary Vee, you do get to come on the show and discuss your experience. And Brian, I mean, we're all going to be waiting with bated breath to see what you select.
Yeah, it's golf. I think, I don't know if you saw Petty said in chat that the golf clubs are up to 5K. Mm-hmm. So it's either the golf clubs with the fitting and the trip or watch season.
I can't. I mean, will you wear if you get the watch, will you wear it on stream?
No, I'd probably sell it. Or you hold those go up in value.
That'd be such a baller move. You get the watch and then you just walk down to your local pawn store and pawn it off.
No, I think I'd sell it somewhere where I get actually decent return.
All right, guys, fun show. Join the Discords, hang out with us. Got the Lulz channel in there. Audio will go up later. Any other final words on your side, Brian?
No, I got no ownership this weekend. I guess PGA already started next week. PGA yep. MMA ownership on my site.
Sorry we didn't have enough time to build a lineup, guys. I guess you're on your own for the DFS 2-game slate. No, I'll actually be back tomorrow. I'm going to have my buddy Lord Reeves, a.k.a. Rich Rebar, on tomorrow afternoon. We'll talk through the conference championship slate. If you guys want to get your hands in the dirt before you set your lineups. Until then, see you guys next time. Peace.
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.